Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to our Talk Radio listeners.
Buenos dias.
Yes, as we were saying.
Morning, Beverly.
We were saying that, I want to send a special morning, shout out to Amber Sky Green, because she has had a frustrating morning stuck in the Houston traffic. Yes, bumper to bumper, gridlock traffic, and she just was so frustrated, like almost tearful. Yeah. So I just had to, like, redirect her mindset and tell her that when you see that type of gridlock, a catastrophe has happened.
Yeah.
And more
on the highway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And to shift your mind and begin to pray for those people and their families, because thank God today was not your day. You know what I'm saying? So we just want to encourage you today, Amber, and just keep it moving and shift your mind and shift your heart and start breakdancing. Okay? Yeah, because today is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, Daryl. How you doing this morning, mighty man of God? So we want to say good morning, America, and we thank God for this day.
Yes.
It's so awesome sauce. You know, we just want to, like, take the time. We have a great topic today, but we want to take the time to encourage the whole world.
Yes.
So no matter what happens in life, it's all about how we're going to come out on the other side.
Yes.
So just always have a positive outlook,
yes.
You know, because a lot of things come to distract you
yes.
and to deter your assignment,
yes.
you know, for the day, the week, the month, the year. But what you have to do is when you stay in the spirit. So I encourage you to elevate and get in the spirit of who you really are. And then you have the power and the authority to shift whatever your day commands. So just be encouraged in that and know
yes.
that you can do it. And we do it all the time because every day is really not Sunday, it's Tuesday, okay? And those things come,
yes.
you know, but we have to really get in position to know who we are and know that we have a power and authority. What we say will manifest, what
yes.
we believe will manifest,
yes.
and put those other things under our feet.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And speak life.
Come on now.
Speak life.
I hear that song in my head. Speak life. Speak life. Woo! Come on now to the deadest, darkest things in life. So we have the power to resurrect things. We really do. You know, so just be encouraged, America. We have a great topic this morning.
Yeah.
Woo! Y'all know it's almost back to school, America. So we have a show specifically tailored today for the teachers. So we want to say we love our teachers, and this is a show specifically to support them. So we pray that if you guys have family members, best friends, and this is not just for the immediate school, but it's for church, because
yes.
we have teachers all over the world. Encourage them to tune in to the Mornings at the Mansion show today, because we're here to encourage you today
mm-hmm.
and empower you today, because you have a whole new year of some whole new stuff
yes.
and some brand new children, okay?
Yes.
So
yes.
we just thank God for
yes.
the spirit of support.
Yes. Yes.
So much power
Amen.
In it, Laura.
Yes.
So what would you like to say this morning, Laura Kelly?
Esta mañana nomás le quiero dar gracias a toda la familia y todos los que nos están viendo. Y ahora vamos a orar por todas las maestras alrededor del mundo. Y le doy gracias a Dios por cada una de ustedes. Y que Dios les dé fuerza, sabiduría y amor. Porque Dios es fiel. Le damos gracias, los amamos mucho. Y gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. So that me and more is love.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm giving y'all.
Yes.
Okay.
We're showing love to all the teachers.
Good morning to our studio audience this
yes.
morning. Thank you guys for being here today. Woo, we even got Miss Summer in the house. Yes. Now that's amazing. Summer rolled straight from work and rolled right up in the studio. So that's just amazing. She did up since 5 a.m. and she's, what, let's see, 21 years old. So we thank God for the young,
yes.
you know, people that show up on purpose to support. There's so much power in support,
yes,
isn't it, Laura?
Yes. And I want to thank God for my sister from City Chapel, Linda
Esquivel.
Linda Esquivel. That's always showing support, and she's a school teacher.
Yes.
yes.
So she's here this morning. We're waiting on Ms. Ann Dixon, and
yes.
we do understand a lot of other teachers couldn't make it, but Laura Kelly is a teacher. Eva Sawarski's a teacher. So good morning to all the teachers, the pastors, to all the teachers all over the world. Who really, you know, when you wake up on assignment and you know it's not about you, that's the biggest thing. And to, you know, be supportive to not only children, but we're all children of the Most
yeah.
High, right, Laura?
Well, it's like yesterday when the man were reading their scriptures, the men editions of Pastor Bobby and Edward, when they were reading Acts 10:38, I started laughing because that's one of the kids' favorite scriptures at church. When I teach on Wednesdays Bible study to the little ones, we always learn a scripture, and that was one. Jesus went around doing good at 10:38. And, you know, we sing it. I mean, I make it fun to where they like, yeah, Jesus.
Yeah.
So when they're arguing or fighting for a toy, what did Jesus go around doing? Good. Okay, so that means Jesus loves sharing because sharing is caring. You know, and I make the scripture fun, and they don't forget it. They remember it. They remember the scripture.
That is so powerful.
You know, they're like a sponge. You know,
it's so powerful.
Like...
It really is. Even the things that don't like seem like it's a lot to us.
Yes.
But the young minds are so open and red. Like, I always think of SpongeBob. Okay. Yeah, you know, soaking it all up like a sponge.
Yeah.
And they really do, you know, because I remember when my kids were younger, they did the Barney thing. I remember the clean up.
Everybody clean up.
Jazz was like,
I do that with them.
Do you still for your kids, Ben?
Yeah, I do that with the kids on Wednesdays.
The clean up.
After they play.
So how many years later is the Barney?
Clean up.
Okay.
Everybody clean up. And you know what I say afterwards? Because here in the house of the Lord, we all learn to serve, and we start small. So then when we get bigger, we help mommy and daddy. We serve in the church, and they're looking at me like, okay.
Yeah.
And they're like scrubbing the table
and
the chairs.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But how old is Barney, America?
No.
Barney, I know. Let's be it.
30-something.
What, Edward? AARP, okay, that's getting. Barney is 30, okay, 30-something, because let's see, Amber's 28, 7, see, I'm 25, so I don't remember all that. Okay, America? That's the truth. Okay, so Barney got to be 30, but we still clean up.
Everybody,
I love it, yes. That is so amazing. But anyway, we back, America.
We're trying to get it together.
So this is really about supporting our teachers.
Yes.
What is a couple of weeks later before school starts?
Next week.
So what we want to do today, this is a different kind of show.
Morning, Bobby. Pastor Bobby.
Good morning, Pastor Bobby. We're going to actually, once we get the scriptures implanted in your hearts today, we're going to turn our phones around and we're going to be out there with the studio audience.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about, you know, because we have other teachers that are not just school teachers, but teachers of the gospel, you know, of the body of it. And if you guys want to be a part of this topic today, feel free to call in on our call-in number. And that number is
646-668-2247.
Thank you, Lord.
2247.
How did I forget this? Okay,
646-668-2247. Yeah.
So you guys call in or chime in on your Facebook Live this morning and let us know, you know, what's on your heart, and make sure you share this video to encourage, especially to other teacher friends that you have, you know, because we're here to empower and encourage today and inspire.
Yes.
So we're excited about it. So the first scripture we're going to read this morning, Laura, on the powerful support of our teachers all over the world today is Philippians 1 and 6.
Vamos a estar en el libro de Filipinas. Fences, 1, verso 6. Y la palabra de Dios, God's love letter, which is
fire.
Es fuego. Woo. Es lumbre. Es fuego.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Y la palabra dice en el verso 6, 1:6, dice, estando persuadido de esto, que el que comenzó en vosotros la buena obra y la perfeccionará hasta el día de Jesucristo. Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. So that is Philippians 1 and 6. And the word of the Lord says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Which says, until Christ comes.
Yes.
So the reason that the Lord chose that scripture today is because that's a good work that we have begun as far as teachers. When you think about the depth of being a teacher, it's a lot of work, America. It's a lot of work. It really is. And you have to have your mind right, your heart right. Now, I couldn't even imagine, and I love being a teacher of the gospel. I really do. But just trying to wrap my mind around teaching children, and you know, you teach your children because like Evan was talking about at the show before the show, he was talking about teachers start at home with the parents. Mm-hmm. Parents are the actual first teachers.
Yeah, that's
of
what
children.
Linda was saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but what Linda was saying was most of the time when the kids are of age and they go to school, then the parents act like they ain't supposed to teach no more.
They live it all
they
on
live
the
it
teachers.
All up to, and we're not saying every parent in America. We just talking about, like Pastor Ben said, what we're talking about. Okay? Yeah, good morning, Pastor Martha. So we have to be mindful that, and it's easier when they're younger, and because you teach the younger portion of your children. But can you imagine the teenagers? Oh my God. So, yeah, that's why we have to really be supportive because a lot of times when the parents don't like buckle down with the children, and really, you know, create the morals and all those things, dignity and honor. Those are things that money can't buy. Those are actually attributes of the fruits of the Spirit with children. But when you kind of slack in those places, then you release them to the school. If there's no control at home, it ain't going to be none at school. And then the teachers, oh, my gosh, let's get on our knees right now and pray for them because not only are you teaching, but you almost hashtag raising those children in those, what, 8 hours? Is that an 8-hour interim of school? And can you imagine, though?
Yeah. And also, I want to elaborate on the youth. On the youth, I've done youth ministry for like 2 or 3 years at City Chapel. I was involved with the youth. And a lot of them, of course, they come from families that have drug addiction or struggles or. And a lot of them, or like even my son, Thomas, you know, me and his dad, we struggled with addiction and stuff back in the day. And I remember he used to get a lot in trouble in school when he started junior high. He used to get in trouble a lot. And there was a teacher that used to tell him that he told me, he goes, Mom, I'll never forget. There was this teacher. She used to tell me that I was never going to be nobody and I was going to not graduate because he used to hang around with this friend that used to get suspended and in trouble all the time. He used to bring him to church. And he goes, you hang out with him, you'll never be nothing. You're nothing. You're not going to graduate. And he goes, Mom, she used to make me cry. I think he was in sixth grade. He was not even in junior high. He was in sixth grade. He said a teacher used to make him cry. Well, he said that's why he graduated. When he graduated, he goes, Mom, I wish I could see that teacher again so I could tell her, look, remember what she used to tell me? So guess what? He ended up bumping into her.
Oh, really?
At the store. And he told her, remember you used to tell me that I was never going to graduate and this and that? He goes, well, I graduated. But he said the teacher used to tell him that.
Well,
he was
what was
never
her response?
She just smiled. That's good.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. That's all I can say. Wow.
Yeah.
To that type
and
of thing.
And he never told me until he was, you know, older what the teacher used to tell me. I said, why you never told me? Why did you never came home and say,
but
the
see,
teacher,
but
you
see,
know.
That's a place of being frustrated.
Uh-huh.
A teacher that's being frustrated. And you have to know, and the place of encouragement today is that that is not what you're graced to do. Because some people do every kind of job that people do. You're either graced to do it or you have to understand, are you doing it that you're motivated by the finance?
Yes.
But if you're not graced to in the love of children, don't do it, America.
Well, they show a video. I saw a video on Facebook just recently where they show that, where the kids are getting in the bus and they're going to school and the cafeteria lady. And in the beginning, they're being mean. The bus driver's being mean, like, sit down. And then the cafeteria lady, just hurry up. And then the teacher. And then they go to the second part where, If you don't like this job, then don't do it.
Yeah.
And then they change it to where they get on the bus and the bus driver's like, good morning, how are you this morning? And then they go to the cafeteria. The lady's like, you don't know your number? Okay, I'll help you, sweetie.
Yeah.
And then he goes, love your job, but if you don't do it because don't take it out on the children.
Right.
So I love that they were showing. You
it's
know,
true,
if you don't
though.
If you don't love kids, you say if you don't love kids, don't be in that industry.
Right.
Don't do that job if you don't love kids.
That's true. Yeah. It makes a big difference. And what if your son had, at that point, really believed it.
Aha. Uh-huh. What did
you know
he
what I'm
believe
saying?
It?
If he had really believed that he was not going to graduate.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that's a seed that you plant.
Yeah.
But we just want to encourage the teachers today.
You're right, because what if he would have believed
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. But he didn't.
Because he had a mama that prayed for him.
But,
I was dealing with
but
me at the time.
Were you there at that point?
No, not yet.
Actually,
not yet, but I was getting there.
Wow. So that's why we're talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, being confident of this very thing that in which hath begun a good work. That's a good work.
Yes.
When you accept the calling of a teacher,
yes,
that's the most amazing job on the planet, I believe. You know, there's not enough money that you can make. It's really not. There's not enough kudos that you could get. It's really not, America, when you have a teacher that is in it for the grace of the love.
You got to have God's love. You have.
So what we're going to do is, I'm trying to hear what the Father is saying. If we switch the, I think we should switch the cameras now, Laura.
Yes.
So we're going to switch the cameras and, because we're coming out in the studio audience, America.
Yes.
And we're going to, like, talk to these amazing teachers that are both by God. Yes. So here we go. So y'all hold on, America. All right, Jamie. We're almost on track now. Yeah, and you have all these entities that because we're all students, like Lord says, learning and growing. Okay, Laura, I'm gonna let you take over a little bit.
Yeah, I was just getting flashbacks. I was thinking about the children that have been in chapel. I've been there for about 14 years, and I the year after I gave my first, I started helping my passionately with the children. And there's some of the children there that feel they're like Larissa Hale. Her kids were in school at the fancy, the youngest, and all of them were in house. I was a teacher, and now they're all married and have kids.
Really?
And then there's many others that are like teenagers, but I was a teacher, and I remember them in my class, and I remember reading scriptures. And, you know, I even learned from them, because when I started doing it, I didn't know a lot of Psalms. I didn't know a lot of scriptures. And little Stephen Hale, you know, he was like, he might have been 7 or 8 years old, and I remember reading Psalms, and he was speaking tongues, and I mean, he would pray, and I'll be weeping, like, I don't want to leave my class, because even I learned from them. You know, a lot of them knew scriptures already, because the parents are pastors or leaders in the church, and I even learned from them, and they have so much love, children have so much love, and that's why I believe I have patience with children, because, you know, I can look down them. And they have some stuff.
It's, you know, learning the lessons, you don't become a child like. Even in ministry, you know, if you're sitting there, and this is just a place in church, if you're sitting in a class setting in ministry, you have to shift your mind to, like, really be teachable and learning, growing, and like Laura says, no. Okay? You know, and when you do that, that's where we can really be effective as teachers.
And a lot of those children, when they came to me, so you say that to all the teachers. She goes, no, you make the class fun. You make the scripture fun. And the children, they want to learn, but if you just yelling at them, getting after them, sit down, go for that. I mean, if there's a way, you know, with the same thing, say it, they will sit down and listen.
Yeah. So it is what it is, but I think it's acceptance of the call. So, like with Edward, he teaches adults.
Yeah.
You know, so if you imagine quiet. place of silence, and then they hear that we should do it.
Yes.
You know, like dynamite, a snoring is an errand. So the question that I have for you is, in the transition of the children, sometimes we get rebellious, you know, not just the children work, but we take those turns and we get curious as children, you know. So what has been the most toxic thing that you've seen that you've been able to do in some of the new children?
Well, I think that it's me because we raise kids wondering to do certain things that we aren't being seen.
Thank you.
before you know it. And then, you know, that's how people back out the ministry because they get upset about what people do and say. And we have to be mindful that it's the enemy that will set the, you know, they call it in the Bible, set the snare of the fowl. It's the traps that he set for us, but we don't have to play into his hands. You know, we could just calm him down and say, just wash the money. Okay. God is supplying all the money that he can do with his glory in Christ Jesus. So, really, we can speak those things and know that. Well, I just wanted, you know, to share that testimony because that's something that really happened to me. As a teacher, I allow myself to be caught up in a spirit, and that's all it is. So, you know, I can only imagine him in the school. So, y'all say, you feel me?
Taylor loves to talk.
Oh my gosh.
She loves to talk.
How do you handle that? Ooh. He just called and say, Thank you. not only do we have Christ in us, you got to be prayed up too.
Wow. I pray you see how bad it is.
No. Yeah. That's amazing.
And
like the women were saying, like, they have just been part of it. And it's from the parents. It's not even just the children.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, you never know what people think, what someone's story is. But if and then I'm the type of grandmother, I will be there for them, but they don't put that responsibility on me. You know, they bring their children, of course, you know, I'll do drive-bys. You love my life as a nun. It's just so amazing. And I will, because there's been times I've had a whole week of that. I'm just so grateful that I can only imagine for the non-adopters that have to really be there, like their friends, for their grandchildren. Be the parents. And while other parents are not skipping around going to the club doing what they do, then the grandparents got to raise the children. That is just too much. Wow. You know, and not to make it a bad thing against the world today, but we really have to get ourselves lined up. Know what our assignments are. And when you have children, be the parents. Just be the parents. You know, and we got to pray for the grandparents. There's just a lot going on. And not only just in the world, but in the house of God. Of course, teachers, you got the rebellious grown ups. Like, they're all the same. They got the mustache because they want to drink the bottle.
Yeah.
It's time to eat the meat. You know, and then you too can become a teacher and teach, in the churches and then encourage people in the schools. You have to know our portion in there. But that's why we wanted to talk about this today, the power of support for our teachers. It is unimaginable, like just sharing your heart today about everything that you've done in the last 6 years as a teacher with special needs. And then, even in the regular classroom setting, your kids be out of control. And then sometimes the kids be out of control. And then I'm sure they send them into those places. And just so much of that, you're going to take so much. But as a teacher, when you accept that, that's just a hard place. Every day, that's just like even being behind the pulpit. Hello, wow. But sometimes your teacher gets your people to that. Okay, you can that's why I love y'all. I know y'all are like, I should go over there, but I love you. It's a favorite thing. It's a chocolate. That's chocolate.
Yeah, by the way, now. Chocolate. Jesus, Samantha.
Drop the mic and go on. And I know it's just going.
radio listeners that God is doing a new thing that we are doing. We're doing what he does.
Yeah.
You know, right, Laura? And I just thank God for that. We don't know. We just pulled the producer over here, so we don't know how many minutes we got.
five minutes.
So we want to say thank you to the Mornings at the Mansion. Not only that, but the Mansion is our sponsor for the Mornings at the Mansion and the Men's Edition. It is a kingdom conference here where you two can have your business. It's not just about dollars. You can bring your business here with your CPA, whatever you do. We have a new art business here, and in our spa, we have a brand new doTERRA oil business. So we're excited about that. And then we have our very own
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much.